Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is a video on YouTube of lesbians touching a man's junk for the first time.
I heard this.
Have you seen this at all?
I have not seen it. I heard the audio.
Here's the audio. There's a video on Cowhead TV if you want to check
this
it out.
This is definitely the most nervous I've ever been. So I've never touched a
I should not be nervous to do this. It's just the body. I feel like I've gone my whole life trying to avoid this moment.
I think it's gonna feel like, you know, when you go to the vet and your cat has to get like an injection, so they'll shave the fur off the cat, and then it's like the loose skin, or like a bag of raisins.
I think it'll feel like a snake. Oh, it's softer than I thought it would be. I'm shaking.
By the way, these are all very attractive lesbians.
That's been warmed up. It feels like when I was a butcher and I would stuff the turkey necks with the corn on the cob for Christmas.
So you could like move it all around, it doesn't hurt?
Oh my god, that's not what I thought it would feel like at all. I feel relieved.
I think I've had enough.
I'll probably never do this again. I'm definitely a lesbian. It was very eye-opening, and I really appreciate you letting me touch you. You're a beautiful creature, and I respect you for being a beautiful creature. You're just a beautiful creature that I don't ever
These are lesbians handling a man's junk for the first time. Is it erect? Do you know?
I don't know.
It's not.
Oh, you've seen it without the sensor?
No, but they describe it.
Okay.
And then, of course, they had gay guys touching ladies' boobs for the first time.
Oh, my.
Did that as well.
Oh! I'm so stressed out.
How do I feel prior to touching the boobs? Right now I feel pretty good because I haven't touched any boobs yet.
They are substantial, which is, I feel like, it's kind of like learning how to swim by like being thrown in the pool.
Oh, it's so squishy. It's so squishy, I'm gonna die.
Your boobs are a lot harder than I thought.
Like if you've ever poked a jellyfish with a stick.
They're not as soft as I thought they were gonna be.
Just squishy. Like a dead one at the beach or something, and it's just kind of flopping around.
It feels meaty.
That's very complimentary.
I can, like, make a steak out of this.
They're like little balloons.
Like a pumpkin that you get on Halloween, but after it's molded over and it's kind of falling apart in your hands.
Are those the lesbians?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm guessing it's like a group.
Yeah. Young homosexuals. What is Miguel available?
Yeah, he will be in here in probably about another 30 seconds. He's finishing up editing.
Something. Do you think Miguel has ever touched a boob?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, probably like, casually.
I'm surprised that any gay guy has never touched boobs. You know what I mean?
It's like they do that on purpose. Like, because got a pass to do it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if they see their girlfriends out and stuff and they're like, oh, you look great and do stuff, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but the lesbian thing. That makes a little more sense
because
they don't come across it as often as that.
Yeah, because it's not like a lot of straight guys are hanging out with lesbians as friends.
Right.
They're like, hey, let's see what we can do here. See if we can change some stuff.
My old boss once told me like he wanted to get some shocking reactions from old people.
Right.
So he wanted me to go down to Sun City, where all the old people live, and show them pictures and ask them to comment on it. And he goes, and just when you're warming up, like the fourth picture, just show them like a big black penis.
Oh my god!
And I couldn't do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't run the risk of that being like my grandmother and somebody doing that to my grandmother.
Steve Harvey is saying that he did not do the mistake with the Miss America or Miss Universe pageant on purpose. I guess a lot of people are saying he did it as a publicity stunt.
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you? But he was talking about it on his radio show. We have some audio of him.
Why the hell would I do that? I do not participate in is a bunch of BS. Mm-hmm. You want to do a publicity stunt, you do it yourself. I'm already famous. Do you really think I wanted to be famous like this?
That makes sense. I don't think so, but
no, I don't think so either.
It would have been brilliant.
So, but what he's admitting is that he's dumb and couldn't figure out how to read the card.
Miguel, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
This is Miguel from Hot 101.5. Have you seen the video of the lesbians touching a penis for the first time?
No, I saw an ad for it, but I don't want to watch it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. It just freaked me out for some reason. Because then I felt like someone would want me to do that. And yeah. I was like, I just don't even want to go down that path.
Well, they also had gay gentlemen touching boobs for the first time.
Oh, I've had to do that.
What do you mean you've had to? Like, you were forced to do it?
Weirdly, when I was in Panama City, for some reason, the local strip club wanted me to do broadcast from there for spring break. So for 4 weeks, every Wednesday, I broadcast live on the Top 40 station from the local strip club. And the girls listened to me, and they're like, oh, hey, Miguel. And I was like, well, I respect you enough that I don't want to touch your boobs or look down there. And then one of them just shoved my face down
And I was that's how strippers are. Yeah. They force themselves on you.
It was
nothing.
Weird.
You got nothing out of that?
No, absolutely not.
I can be honest with you. I don't really get much out of that either. Look, you bring me a stripper and she's like, ugh.
Yeah.
But you get an average girl, like if a sales girl did that to me, I'd be like, oh, it would make my day. Yeah. So what haven't you done? What haven't you touched on a girl?
Anything down below.
You haven't?
I've never been seen that in real life. No.
Oh,
never.
You got to do that on the show. Come on. Would you do that on the show? Would you do that? Come on. Carmen, would you let him do that to you?
Oh, my God.
Carmen, let Miguel do this to you. Just not in a, not like this.
No, okay.
Slow. Not rigorous.
But how do you know you don't like it? Maybe you'll try it and you'll go, whoa, yeah. This is my new goal.
I never thought I'd like liver. And then I had it and I'm like, liver's good.
Okay, well, sort of, because I've been asked this question before and I always say, well, would you do that to a guy if
yes.
Oh.
Sorry. Would I do that? Would I do that? No.
Yeah. Well, see, it's the same thing.
No, but I can tell that I don't want to be in that position.
Well, and neither do I with a girl. I just know. I don't want any part of my body
Here's
down
the
there.
Thing. Here's
yeah,
the thing.
But that's totally different. That's apples and oranges.
I am not. I am much like I'm not afraid of. I don't want to do gay stuff for pleasure, but I'm not afraid to do it. Like if you were like, I'm going to put it out on the counter here, I'd be like, go ahead, I'll take a look at that. Like most guys would be like, no. And I'd be like, I'd get a look at it if you showed it. Yeah.
See, now I would look at it, but I wouldn't touch it.
You have to touch it. That's the whole point.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing is a gay guy doing that to a girl is completely different than a straight guy doing that to a guy.
Right.
It's completely different.
To a guy doing this.
That's no, but we already know. We already know.
That is true. We do.
If you do this to Carmen, Rob will do this to you. Right?
I'll do the other, too. I don't
care. No. Well, come on. You got kids now.
What about this? If he does that to Carmen, Rob will do that to him.
Oh, this could be great.
And you guys could do it in a row. You could do
like
it
like a centipede.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if
we'll play some polka music?
Wouldn't it be great if one of them got electrocuted?
Yeah.
Carmen, for the sake of the show and science, would you let Miguel
and science
do that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very. If you say, I mean, you don't have to say yes. If you don't want to do it, I will find somebody that's willing. But it would be better if it was you. We're all in this family here.
We're all this family, this twisted family.
Yeah. And then Ra, and then. I'll tell you, Rob has to do that at the same time. You get to do that to Carmen, and then you can decide what you want Rob to do.
That's
sexy.
Can I have like 24 hours to think about
this? No, no.
I need.
How about like 15 minutes?
Okay. Give me.
You know
Holly's
gonna want you to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Oh, all right. I'll make a deal. Okay. You do this to Carmen.
Okay.
I'll do that to Holly.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Deal?
I knew that was going.
What?
No, I'm in. No, that deal's not being made.
No, seriously though. Would you try that right now? You know you have a curiosity about it.
I mean, I've always been curious to like say like, ooh, hey, because I was because I'm a gold star gay. Where I've never done
You've
anything.
Never
with
done
a girl.
Yeah.
Never even seen.
There's
one
a name
in real life.
For that?
Oh, yeah.
Gold star gay.
Gold star gay.
Yeah, because the new guy I'm dating, we were talking about that, and he's like, he's been with a couple of girls early on in his life.
He's been with
really?
Girls.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he has.
You're gay. He's really gay.
Yeah. You're gay. He's flamboyant.
Like, if you and I were in prison together, we'd be friends. If he and I were in prison together, he'd be doing stuff to me after like a year.
He'd be holding my belt loop.
Yeah. Like, that's the difference.
No, it's true. But, I mean, I've just always known. I just, even when I was in, like, middle school, I was like, I don't have any interest in it.
Yeah, you're gay, you're gay. You know when you know.
Yeah, you know. And I've just never even wanted to experiment with it before.
What about?
They were like, Miguel, you want to come play baseball? He's like, I have baton practice, but right after that, I will come by and cheer.
How do I
show choir practice?
How do you recognize in your kids?
I think you can just tell. Like, my mom says that there was just certain mannerisms that I had, and in like, especially like in elementary school, I wanted to play with the boys more. And then she just always says she knew. Like, there was not one. Well,
I imagine
you were sassy. Yeah. You're a sassy little kid.
You are the sunshine of my life. We walk around whistling happy songs.
Well, I was just always like, I wanted attention, and I was always like talkative, and I was very grown up for a little kid. And that's how my mom says that she knew, because you know, I was just way more experienced. Not experienced, but I was more wise than most
kids.
Is
there anybody that's not cool with it, like in your family?
Not really. No, yeah. I mean, everybody's fine.
Where's your dad? Are your parents married?
No. My dad's not in the picture.
You don't talk to him?
No.
Let's call him right now.
It's a little awkward.
Is it? When's the last time you saw him?
Here's a fun little tidbit. Bring the show down a little bit.
No, this is great. I have a feeling whatever you're going to say is going to be fantastic.
I'm going to have to say this and then step out.
All right.
My mom was raped.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and that's how
I not know that.
Yeah, I would not have brought it up. But, wow, kudos to your mom.
Yeah, but
what a strong woman.
I didn't find out until I was a senior in high school. I always thought that my dad was Michael Fuller, who actually is from Tampa Bay. He lives in Clearwater. I haven't spoken with him since middle school.
Yeah, well, if you called him, I'd be like, hey, hi, it ain't me. Leave me alone.
But I got to step out real quick.
Go, thank you. Think when you come back, be prepared to...
Yeah, bring the show back up.
What if Miguel, what if he goes crazy on it?
Oh,
what
if
he's like, this is so much more fun than I thought?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm out.
Well, you got to think that that's better than what's been going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. For him, maybe. Who knows? All right. Well, Carmen, seriously, you'd let him do that?
I don't know.
Oh, why? Don't be afraid.
No, I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. You might love it. Let it go.
Oh, I'm not allowed to touch Miguel. I got a text that said, don't be that gay.
You know what? You're not, you're not engaged.
Yeah, that's right.
So, put a ring on this finger.
Boss of you. Yeah, if you want to dictate what I'm doing, you put a ring on this finger, bitch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a bitch.
I can't wait till she gets mad at you.
Yeah.
And is trying to do the worst thing that she could do to hurt you.
And
she calls
Spanish.
One of us. Oh. Yeah. We're all going to have a decision to make at that point.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.